For decades, we've been talking about, researching and striving for stress management and work-life balance. All the while, our stress levels are skyrocketing and balance is being ripped out from underneath us. The minutes in our day are so jam-packed. A cancelled meeting is greeted with the grateful relief our parents' generation used to feel about a two-week holiday. The techniques we embraced have failed. It's time to wake up and adopt a new approach. This book is that new approach. An approach that molds and fuses with your busy lifestyle rather than trying to battle it, tie it up, and constrain it. Why do we need it? Well, it's not a pretty picture. 82% of Australians hate or do not like their job. Globally, this number is 81%, another area in which Australia is leading the world. Only 7% of the population feel that they are thriving in the areas of their lives, such as health, social life, career, finance, and community. Depression rates have risen by a factor of 10 in the last 50 years. One of the reasons for this bad news is that many people feel like their life is out of control, as though they are handcuffed to a roller coaster stuck on repeat. Let me give you an example. Executive partner and mother out of control. Karen burst into the room, swinging the door open so hard it smashed into the wall behind and shook the room. She was moving fast and talking even faster, and hit me with a wave of energy. Instantly, I knew this was going to be no ordinary coaching session. This 40-something slim athletic woman was an immaculately dressed miniature hurricane. While she exuded energy, it was not focused. It seemed to spray around the room like a hose turned on and let go. I asked her to have a seat. Her backside barely touched the chair before she jumped back up again, diving headfirst into her bag. She rattled off a muffled apology, sorry, I have to send this email, as her arms gesticulated wildly. If you hook this woman up to a generator, she could power a small nation in Eastern Europe. I asked how I could help her.